This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
I think that makes you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
That makes you go,
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
Say hello to TMB, back from California. We had a great time, did we not, at Cal Jam?
We did, RC. What's going on, my friend? It was a blast. The weekend was fun. The food was amazing. The people were awesome. And I tell you what did we sign books for, what was it, like 3 to 4 hours straight?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it was overwhelming. I was definitely getting the lactic acid thing on signing books. I got to get in practice for Toronto, maybe.
Yeah, it was crazy. After, you know, for those that weren't there, I spoke and then RSB followed me, and you know, we both talked a little bit about the books that we had back there to sign. And I tell you, as soon as RSB got off stage and came back there, wow! Just thank you to everybody that came out to see us and bought books, and it was pretty awesome.
Thanks to Billy D for inviting us to speak, and I think next year they say the theme is love. This was freedom. I like it. They're just genuine folks, and. Those DCs that were out there with us, I've got some of them. I'm going to get them on the show soon, too, because they were just dedicated to bringing the power to heal back where it belongs, like we like to do every time we're together.
Yeah, they really were. And, yeah, thanks to Billy D. I tell you what, he can jam on that guitar, can't he?
He is good, man. They had some tight bandmates. I mean, they were blowing sax and trumpet, too, and great backup singers, really incredible solos. I mean, it was very impressive.
It was. Yeah, a lot of energy in that room. When we stood up there at the beginning of Saturday's event, and we were on the third floor, the third deck, and looking down before Dr. Mercola got on, and they were jamming out. Man, it was just lots of energy in that room.
Yeah, so if you get to make it next year, I hope hopefully all y'all that couldn't this year will plan to be out there for it. It's a unique event. I mean, we go to a lot of events over the years, TMB, and you know, I think this was the most unusual one, but in a good way, because it was just... How do you describe it? You're going to a concert, but there's also a lot of hell freedom that breaks out at it.
Yeah, I was about to say, we went to a concert, and some hell freedom broke out in the middle of it all. So that's kind of what happened this year. The thing is that it's easy to get bored at conferences. You know, so it's easy to put somebody up speaking too long, and just the energy by midday, people are tired. That you don't have a chance for that to happen here, because there's always. In between the speakers, there's going to be at least one band playing a song, and there's just, you know, the energy just stays up the whole day long.
It does, and of course, there was great speakers Billy D put together, a lot of good science that was laid out as well, and of course, philosophy of healing from the chiropractic realm and beyond. It was just terrific all the way around. So thank you again, hats off to Billy D and the crew that put it together. By the way, my wife says the dumb blondes are the blondes that dyed their hair blonde, but the real blondes are not smart. They're all there. They're all there, in other words. Just a follow-up from last hour.
What did the blonde do when she found out that 90% of all robberies happen within 50 yards of your home?
I don't know. What'd she do?
She moved.
She moved. Of course she moved.
It's the only blonde.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, let's, from lighthearted news to some pretty intense news, I think we need to cover, and this relates to the terrorist attacks in Belgium over the last 24-plus hours, and man, just stunning that this is still going on. There's a lot of reasons for it, but I wanted to hear from you on it, because you've got certainly perspectives that need to be heard.
Well, the thing that's interesting is it's just a weird paradigm that we live in. It's a weird day that we live in when something like this happens, and immediately my first thought is, I wonder if that was a false flag. you know, Super Don and I were talking, you know, between hours here, and he said, isn't it a shame you can't just say, oh, man, I feel sorry for the people that were injured and just go on with it? But it's like you have to question everything that we're told. Now, I don't have any evidence or proof to say, hey, that was a staged event like Boston was or like Sandy Hook. I would not allege that at this point. But what I have seen with some of the footage is there's just some weird things that happened, and there's some strange things that I've seen in the videos. So let me just list a few. You can make of it whatever you want. I'm not, like I said, I'm not alleging that this is a staged event, but it just sure was weird when I was watching earlier today. I saw a report on NBC on the Today Show, and this guy, it was one of the you know how they on the news they just loop the same footage over and over.
Oh yeah, yeah, of course.
It's like it happens all day long. Well, this guy and his wife apparently were there when the bomb went off in the airport. And you see him bending down to pick up a baby, and he grabs it and he walks off. Well, it was a fake baby.
No way.
It was a doll. Now,
wow.
Does that mean that he was a crisis actor and that was supposed to be he was supposed to be picking up a baby and carrying it off? I don't know, not necessarily, but you know, maybe he and his wife carry dolls with them in their luggage, and maybe this was a doll that just fell out of his bag and he picked it up. I mean, that's just that's a plausible explanation. But they showed it in light of the fact that here's a man that's, you know, saving his child and walking off, but it wasn't. It was a doll. Clearly a doll. That was just weird, okay? Another weird thing is you see this was going around on Facebook. There was that Mormon missionary that has survived Paris, Boston, and now Brussels.
I did see that. What are the odds of being at all three of those? It's just weird. I don't know what to make of that.
Yeah, and that's just weird. What do I make of it? I don't know what to make of it, but it's just weird. There was an interview I saw on CNN with Julia Paravinci, I think it was her name. She was a French reporter or Italian reporter that was over there, and she just said a bunch of really weird stuff. There was laughing in the background as she was being interviewed, and I don't know, doesn't mean anything, but it was just weird. But now here's the weirdest. There was an interview that I saw on, it was a YouTube video, and it was one of the newscasters was interviewing these people on the side of the road that were allegedly there in the airport when the bomb went off. Now, their car was there on the side of the road. It was apparently functional. I mean, it wasn't broken down. There was no flat tire or anything. But they had their suitcases out on the side of the road. Their trunk was still up, so it looked like they had just taken their suitcases out and put them on the side of the road. I don't know why, just maybe to make it look disheveled or something. And they're being interviewed, and behind the man that's being interviewed, there's a dude in a black shirt that walks by. He's got a perfectly normal gait until he sees that he's on camera, that they're interviewing. And as soon as he looks and he sees the camera, he begins to limp.
Wow.
A dramatic limp. But he didn't limp before he saw that it was being filmed. Now, what does that mean? I don't know what it means. It's just weird. It's just a lot of weird stuff surrounding some of the footage that I've seen of what happened in Brussels. Does it mean it was staged? No. Does it mean it was a false flag? I would say that by the definition of a false flag being something that they knew was coming that they could have prevented, yeah, it was a false flag. They've been letting people in and not checking identity. And so here's what's crazy, right? You get somebody like Donald Trump that says you should check people's IDs and when they come into the country. We should vet who's coming into our country. And people are saying he's crazy, he's a racist. When to me, it just seems like it would be common sense to do that in light of the fact that we're seeing these bombings happen in other parts of the world where they're not even, you know, like in an area like France or in Brussels where, you know, the European Union completely open borders, right?
Right.
They don't check anything. Once you get in the EU, you have free access everywhere. They're not checking them there. They're not vetting people that come into the country. It seems like the suggestion that Trump made that we should check people, that just to me seems like common sense. But it's amazing the vitriol and the hatred that people have towards Trump. I was telling you earlier today, we just posted on Facebook last night just a quote from Trump saying that his prayers go out to the people, to the families of those that were injured and killed in Brussels. And people attacked us on Facebook because we dared to post anything from Trump.
People are going absolutely apoplectic over the Trump issue. And you know what we've, and John Rappaport's written some excellent, excellent articles here, and we've got them at the Robert Scott Bell Show website about the threat that, well, Trump poses to the establishment, the globalist establishment. Is he the perfect candidate? There's no such thing as the perfect candidate, but is he a constitutionalist? Probably not. Not certainly nothing to the order of a Ron Paul, not even close. But no. Is he doing things that tend to shake up the script? Absolutely. Is he being opposed by establishments on both the left and the right? Apparently, it seems pretty obvious to me. So right. There's something going on here that this guy is doing that they don't like, which makes us go, I wonder.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, the reality is what happened in Brussels, what happened in Paris, what's happened here before, the governments bring them in, unvetted, they let them attack or they help them attack, and then they take your rights away. It's the ultimate false flag paradigm. So
yeah.
This was the stage. I'm not saying that, but it was definitely a false flag because they knew where they were there. They had warnings about it before. They did nothing about it. Yes, it was a false flag.
My alma mater in Atlanta, Emory University, a bunch of wussies there right now. This is, I guess, endemic to all colleges just about, but they're just going another, Trump. Somebody took chalk, sidewalk chalk, and wrote okay. Trump 2016 all over the campus. And they're just going so bonkers over this. They're upset that the president is only like written a letter about people being offended. It's not enough. We've got to hang this person that's dared to write Trump 2016 all over Emory's campus.
It's like you have they believe in freedom of speech unless right. you disagree with them.
Exactly. You know, I remember so long ago on Emory's campus, what was it? Gosh, this was back in the 1980s. And, you know, I had some friends that were part of what they called the Jews for Jesus, like Messianic Jews they were called. And, of course, there are a lot of New York Northern Jews coming to Emory. I was a Southern Jew. And they were protesting the fact that these Jews for Jesus were on campus talking about their belief. And I was up there with them going, you know what? I support you guys in what you want to say. You shouldn't be protested just because you're speaking out about your faith. It doesn't mean anybody has to believe what you believe. But everybody could, and they were surprised that I was for them. But listen, I want to be consistent. I think we are consistent in defense of freedom of speech. Even if we disagree with the speech, we're not going to be wussies about it. Go, we're going to cry to mommy or cry to the president of a university because that happened.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, all right. You know, it reminds me of a quote from Voltaire. It was attributed to Voltaire when he said, I disagree with what you say, but I will defend to the death your right to say it.
Exactly. And that's what we stand for here on the United States and World of Health Talk Radio, Outside the Box, each and every week with Ty Bollinger. Back with more powerful healing, including confusion about cancer from who, from where? Oncologists. Yes, doctors, they're not sure. We are. When we come back, we'll tell you.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
And the magic of the truth about cancer. You know the series is coming back out in April. TMB blasting it out to the world there. And, hey, you know, Ty, I'm just on Twitter and suddenly I pop up in a video from The Truth About Cancer, six superfoods for cancer prevention and treatment deficiency. Did you do that? How does that happen?
We did it. The TTAC Publishing, my company, did. I'm not really sure who did it. We have so many people working like, on helping, well, helping us now. I don't even know who did it.
It is so wild how that happens. It's like, boom, there. Hey, how'd that happen? So
there's RZ. Yeah,
it's the miracle. Hey, we're going to be together again in Toronto, Canada, Total Health coming up, and we're going to be lecturing on all kinds of things, including the truth about cancer. Two episodes will be shown up there in the evening. We're going to be on a panel about cancer with our good buddy, the Doc of Detox, Dr. Daryl Wolf, I think Dr. David Brownstein, Rachel Parent on GMOs. Cool. Man, is it going to be a wonderful weekend.
Yeah, it is. I'm looking forward to it. Only 2 weeks from tomorrow is when we leave.
I can't imagine. It's coming up so fast. This is great. I hope to see all y'all hockey pucks up north. By the way, before we get into the cancer story real quick, there's a story out of China about vaccines.
China.
I don't know if you've heard about it, but certainly Donald Trump probably knows about it.
China!
Yeah, he would. 37 people arrested in China over improper storage of vaccines there. And I just want to thank all of our pro-vaccine listeners, probably there aren't that many, for ignoring the fact that most of your vaccines come from
China!
Yes, are you happy about that? Do you make it feel good? Don't you love that, Super Don? China.
Yeah, he loves to say the word China.
He does. In fact,
it's one of
the vaccines, they're coming from
China,
but not if Trump is president. So we'll see where that goes. All right,
RC,
Super Don.
I got one word for you, one name.
Yeah. What is it?
Natasha.
Natasha. Natasha and Boris?
Boris, Natasha. Now, remember that was that the movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Jamie Lee Curtis. What do you want your name to be, Natasha?
Oh, yes, that's right. True Lies.
Natasha is the TTAC employee that put together that video of you on Twitter.
That's the answer. Okay, so
yeah,
that was like
Natasha. She was one. We're giving Natasha credit. Charlene just emailed me.
Shout out to Natasha. That was very nice. I was like, wait a second. I'm on the air. You're on the air. Who did that, Natasha? Of course. All right, headline reads, doctors often disagree on when to call abnormal breast cells cancer. So if the oncologists don't even know what cancer cells look like, who does?
Well, that's the problem, is that they don't know what cancer is oftentimes, and so they will misdiagnose someone as having cancer that might not even have cancer, and then they start them on the treatments that will ensure that even if they didn't have cancer to begin with, they will soon, because chemo and radiation both cause cancer. It's a beautiful business model, like I've said many times in the past, if you have no conscience.
Absolutely. I mean, this is really stunning when you think about it, okay? Because you think that as much as we rail on the medical profession, you go, okay, at least the oncologists know what a cancer cell looks like, right? Well, apparently they often disagree on whether women have breast cancer. Of course, how many radical mastectomies have occurred when no cancer is present? Or just because of the phony BRCA gene causation complex.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, and there was an article that I was reading about a year ago. I think it was over the last couple of decades. I think it was 30 million misdiagnoses of breast cancer that weren't really breast cancer, but they diagnosed breast cancer in these women, and they started them. They may have given them mastectomies, and they started them on the chemo and radiation. It is a crime because many of these women did not ever even have cancer, but many of them got it, or they live maimed for life because of the fact that they were misdiagnosed.
Yeah, and I wonder how much of the breast cancer is similar in the sense of a slow movement, like the prostate cancer, where they say, you know, if you did nothing, you'd be better off. Of course, you've covered that extensively in the book, Cancer Step Outside the Box, as well as all that we've talked about with the truth about cancer, the fact that many of these things are very slow moving, and they're not really cancer at all.
No, they're not, and that was the... That was the article that I'm trying to find it now that was quoted in the last documentary in the Global Quest. It was that the women are being diagnosed with cancer, well, women and men being diagnosed with cancer. Wow.
Yeah.
It's already over?
We're going so fast.
Wow.
Having a good time?
Yeah, so what the articles are saying, basically, they're being diagnosed with cancer, don't even have, but eventually they're getting it with this treatment.
Okay, well, we come back from this break. More Outside the Box with Ty Bollinger. Say thanks to our wonderful sponsors, including, of course, Better Way Health and their Beta 1-3D Glucan, and Carnivora. Thanks to them for keeping our immune system strong. Back after this.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert, we'll be right back.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free, one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring though are these timeshare charlatans. These high pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now, 800-587-3948.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Come on up and see us in Canada. Total Health's coming up. Ty Bollinger will be there. RSB, TMB, Together Again. Also, the DACA Detox, Dr. Daryl Wolf, Dr. David Brownstein, Rachel Perrin, and many more crossing the border. I think our buddy Paul Barrettiero may be up there with some Echo Water, so we'll be loaded with molecular hydrogen despite our northern latitudes that we're not used to, Ty.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, and I want to go back to the overdiagnosis that we were talking about just before the break.
On the breast cancer, yes.
Yeah, I want to correct something that I said because I was incorrect on the number of women. I said it was 30 million. It's 1.3 million over 30 years.
Oh, gotcha.
There's a 30 in there somewhere. But unlike several politicians, if I do make a mistake, I'll be glad to admit it, and I was wrong there, but it's 1.3 million. Overdiagnosed breast cancer case over the last 30 years. And this is not just conjecture. This is a study published in the New England Journal of Medicine that lists, that cites that $1.3 million figure, or 1.3 million women in the United States diagnosed with breast cancer that did not have breast cancer. Okay.
Yes, so, and of course, it was, Ty, not only are they often wrong, but they will frighten to death the women who are diagnosed in this way, making them at the most vulnerable time susceptible to suggestion, including chemo, radiation, and radical mastectomies when they are not necessary.
Well, that's exactly right, Robert. It's a fear-based campaign. And so they will scare you into doing something that you don't want to do, that you maybe even have been strongly against in the past. When we were out there at Cal Gym this last weekend, I was speaking with the fellow that said that they did that. I think it was to his wife or his mother. I can't remember. But she had always been, you know, natural in the eating healthy, and had always said that if I get cancer, I'm not going to do chemo radiation. And they scared her to death, and she's doing chemo now. And he told me he just could not believe that this woman that was so opposed to it is doing chemo. And he said they scared her to death. They scared her into doing it. And that's mm-hmm. that's just the modus operandi. That's what they do. They scare people into doing things that they wouldn't do otherwise.
Yeah, oncologists basically make profit from fear. We basically focus on empowerment so that you have the freedom to choose without that fear about the right way to go. Although some of those oncological yahoos will say, oh, you're trying to frighten them to say our oncology is scary. Yeah, well, you think? It's pure poison. If you're not afraid of it, you've lost your mind. And, of course, they do that by frightening you into the other thing to say the cancer is going to eat you alive before you know it when, again, more people die of the treatment for cancer than die of cancer.
Well, yeah.
And by the way, Dr. Brownstein will be up there with us. Doesn't he treat or reverse breast cancer with iodine?
He does. Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing Dr. Brownstein again. I interviewed him for the Quest for the Cures Continues last year, but mm-hmm. he's up in Detroit, so he didn't have too far to go getting down to Toronto. But it's going to be fun to see Dr. Brownstein again. One of the things I wanted to bring up about the chemo mm-hmm. and the radiation is not only do they cause cancer. I mean, every oncologist knows that radiation causes cancer, and every oncologist knows that chemotherapy can cause cancer. They also enrich and induce cancer stem cells. Okay, and so those, as I've mentioned in the past, those are the ones that we really want to work on getting rid of, the stem cells. But the chemo and the radiation actually enrich stem cells and induce cells to turn into cancer stem cells. So that is a problem. They induce stem cells to turn into cancer, right? Stem cells mm-hmm. are cells that can turn into a variety of things, and chemo and radiation actually take the stem cells and induce them into turning into cancer cells. It's bad stuff, folks. It's really bad.
Absolutely incredible. Now, what other things stimulate the production, if you will, of cancer cells that make aberrant metabolism where a normal healthy cell converts, if you will, and these stem cells become cancerous from almost the get-go, the word go? Well, these things are called toxins. Toxins, yes, T-O-X-I-N-S. And that, yet the pseudo-skeptics have said for years, oh, you people that do natural things and you say toxins, you're out of your mind. You don't know what you're talking about. Well, big article on CNN, probably elsewhere. Common chemicals linked to endometriosis, fibroids, and healthcare costs. And guess what, folks? These hormone-disrupting chemicals like phthalates, right, coming from different plastics and plastifiers, and DDE, a metabolite or downstream thing from DDT. They're still out there in the environment, now linked to serious reproductive conditions, including uterine fibroids. And I think even in the Quest for the Cures, Ty, you had me talking about these things. Remember, I was talking about toxins coming in at parts per million, disrupting the endocrine system at parts per billion, and doctors would say, oh, that's just not enough.
They say that's not enough, but now that we're learning that it is, and we're learning that those of us that believe in detoxification are maybe not so crazy after all, because you've seen in the past people that talk about detox are quacks, they're weird, they're kooky. You don't need to detoxify. Your body does just fine on itself or on its own. You don't need to worry about detoxification, but now we're seeing an article on CNN talking about these toxins, these chemicals that are causing things like endometriosis. I guess we're not so crazy after all.
Right. You know, in talking to women about going organic and reducing or eliminating your exposure to these pesticides, because many of them are also xenoestrogens, and they cause aberrant, endocrine metabolism. They damage your ovaries. And, of course, all of those things that will manifest in abnormal or diseased tissue within the uterus, uterine fibroids, etc. Again, I've been saying this since the early 1990s, and now CNN is acknowledging it. The cost to the European Union per year, they're saying, is about $1.58 billion, these chemicals and the diseases that they're causing.
Yeah, and, you know, you've mentioned xenoestrogens. Xenoestrogens are linked to cancer. They're also linked with obesity. They're linked with IQ loss and infertility. So the xenoestrogens, they're bad stuff. The most well-known xenoestrogen, of course, is the BPA, the bisphenol A. It's infamous, right? It's in the plastics, it's in the bottles, it's in the aluminum cans have BPA, a lot of BPA lining. So it's really ubiquitous. BPA is everywhere. So, you know, and that's so linked to cancer, linked to obesity, linked to IQ loss, linked to infertility. Wow, that's four reasons to stay away from BPA, isn't it?
Yeah. So, Super Don, all the things we've been saying over the years about what kind of things you should eat and what kind of things you shouldn't, are we being vindicated here once again? What's your take?
This is an amazing article because it does. I mean, it points out all of these things that for the longest time, if you said these things, all of the, you know, the doctors and the MDs and the skeptics would point their finger at you like you were a nutcase, right? Talking about, like you were saying, toxins and talking about, oh, you shouldn't eat stuff that's wrapped in plastic and you shouldn't eat stuff that's packaged in cans and you shouldn't do. And now here's this article, and I love at the end of the article, they describe here what you can do, what families and women can do to reduce their exposure to these endocrine disrupting chemicals. And what is it they describe here? It's all the things that we've been talking about for all these years. Eat organic. Reduce canned food consumption. Don't eat, you know, packaged or highly processed food. And then I like the last one. They said that you can open the windows of your house to allow chemical dust to circulate out of your house.
What?
Wow. I mean, basically what they're saying there is don't eat any of the food that you've been eating for the last however long. Switch to organic. Don't eat highly processed food. And clean up your act, you know? This is on CNN, of all places.
What will the skeptics rail against now?
That's the bizarre thing about this, Super Don and RSP, Super D and RSP, is that this looks like the ending of the article looks like it would be on robertscottbell.com or naturalnews.com or thetruthaboutcancer.com, but it's not. It's on CNN. Eat organic. Reduce canned food consumption. Eliminate BPA exposure. Don't eat highly processed foods. Wow. Pretty much just a pat on the back to everybody that's been saying this for a couple decades.
Seriously, Super Don, what will the skeptics rail against now? I mean, are they going to have to rail against CNN for reporting this?
They will, yes. Well, what they'll probably do, and, you know, it's interesting because this article, it isn't actually a I don't know who this Karina Storrs is. Mm-hmm. She's the author of the article. I'm sure that they're going to discredit her.
Yeah.
If they choose to. And they'll pick this thing apart and say, oh, well, you know, there's research that says this isn't quite true or this is not a reliable study or what. They'll do the same thing. But listen, this is common sense. This is total, complete common sense, all tied up in a nice little bow by CNN in this article, that these things that have been going on for so long are not good for you. And this is the reason why we're seeing this explosion of all these diseases and these infertilities and cancers and stuff like that. Guess what? It's from the chemicals. It's from the toxins. And it's not too late to clean your act up now. But it's unfortunate that finally these guys are late to the party and trying to inform people that this is the reason why this stuff is happening. So it's a great article. And it's really worth reading because it's just that common sense and, you know, like you say, it validates everything that you and Ty have been saying for so long.
Well, and we think about the numbers, the sheer numbers, the billions of dollars now, and I think that's what's driving this. It's like, how do you ignore, you know, $1.5 billion costs? You know, at a certain point it adds up and you go, oh, maybe we need to change. And this is going to be rough for the skeptics because – you know, when it comes to economics, they're not very economically literate, except what they get from the pharmaceutical and pesticide industry to keep propping up their nonsense that toxins don't have anything but wonderful things to do for you.
You're a hater.
Well, they act like toxins don't even exist.
Yeah,
you're a hater for saying that, Robert.
A hater.
If you criticize the skeptics, you're a hater. Stop the hate.
No, we don't hate the skeptics. We hate the toxins.
Isn't that the whole technique that is used against us to call names, to criticize when we hit on something that they can't argue with? You're just a hater, right? You're a hater.
I can see it right now. Ty is getting on Twitter and he's doing hashtag Skip Duck Lives Matter.
We care. We do care. But we also make silly fun.
I would do that if I knew how to get on Twitter and do it, but I don't.
Yeah, Ty is really not the Twitter legible guy.
I've never tweeted, and if there's anything on Facebook you see, it's Charlene. I don't do the social media.
Best, the closest that Ty comes to tweeting is getting on the dance floor and doing the chicken dance.
The clucky clucky chicken.
Is that what you guys were doing at Cal Jam during the 70s party?
No, there was no there was no chicken
dance.
Funky
chicken?
Dude, it was great stuff. They were playing Queen, and I mean, I was just blown away with the quality of the music that weekend. I was just next time, you'll have to stay up late so you can dance with us.
I didn't make it to the party. I was fast asleep by that time.
Yeah, I was just, I know, you had been working so hard, and we gotta rest up because we're going to be in Canada in a couple of weeks. Everybody check it out. Links are up in the show notes to where we're going to be at Total Health. Also, The Truth About Cancer is going to be re-released, A Global Quest, in April. We'll tell you more about that as well.
Live around the world,
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertarol.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Of course, take it to cancertruth.net. Also, the truth about cancer, a global quest, as TMB says, it's coming back out April 12th. If you didn't get to watch it, or if you have family members, and you know you do, friends, loved ones that didn't get to, you want to make sure they plug in. Re-release coming out April 12th. We got a big banner. It says, the truth about cancer, a global quest, with Ty's lovely mug on it in a suit. Oh, my gosh. You just dress up, and I don't know what to do.
You see, well, there's a banner out for the encore presentation.
Well, I just link it back to the where I always link it to, so people can go back easily and find it. So I don't think it's
okay.
Called it's
oh,
for
got
anything.
It, got it. Okay.
Yeah, it'll get them to the truth about cancer. That's all I care about at this moment. Unless there's more specifics that we'll get later.
Got
so,
it.
So that'll be cool.
Yeah, no, it's exciting, man. April 12th is going to come out. We're going to do a new question and answer session. Charlie and I will. So as people watch it, we open it up for questions on each episode, and then we'll answer those questions like the last day. So that'll be something that's actually new. We do that with each relaunch, so it'll be a brand new Q&A session.
Excellent, excellent. Well, this is good. We've got lots more healing to do, but only a short time to do it in. We got the VA hospital in Connecticut with all kinds of toxins in the water. We were just talking about toxins. It's not enough that the troops go into a VA hospital with PTSD and they can't be treated and detoxed. They're going to be poisoned by the water. There's also a big story out of Oregon State that says only 2.7% of U.S. adults live a healthy lifestyle. Could it be that or could it be less, TMB? What do you think?
Well, you know, we were looking at this article. We said, what do they mean by healthy lifestyle? Well, what they mean by healthy lifestyle is moderate exercise, a good diet, not smoking, and having a recommended body fat percentage. Well, you know, moderate exercise, not smoking, recommended body fat percentage, those are easy to figure out. The one that's kind of the wild card is what is a good diet? And by good diet, they are saying people that eat according to the USDA food pyramid, basically. So that's not really what I would consider a good diet. So maybe it's even less than 2.7% of adults actually are healthy.
Yeah, I think so. It might be 1% by our definition, because there's no mention of, when they say diet, there's no mention of the word organic and non-GMO, nothing like that. So it's always the miracle to me of creation that not everybody's just dead of cancer already, although the staggering increase, and we've talked about the increase in autism, the rates that Stephanie Senna from MIT has said could be one in two, you know, coming up autism in the next 10, 15 years.
Yeah, it's really a shame the way that autism rates have taken off in the last couple of decades. And it's interesting that they have taken off after the vaccine schedule was accelerated. So, you know, is that the cause? You tell me. But the reality is when you begin to question the vaccine schedule and even ask, you know, is it not even if you're against the vaccines, but saying, is it really wise to give a kid, you know, 36 shots before he enters kindergarten? Then you get accused of being anti-vaxxer, anti-science. And the reality is a lot of these parents are just starting to use some common sense and saying, this can't be healthy, these vaccine schedules. Whether you're pro or against or you're apathetic towards vaccines, you look at the sheer numbers and it just can't be healthy for these kids.
Well, and then, you know, last hour we talked about the fact that at least the kids will be clean because they've added borax to some of them.
That's it would be funny if it weren't so sad.
Yeah, it's absolutely, absolutely incredible and stunning, and we're not making that up. And this is the kind of thing we're dealing with in regards to those who just are so dead set on vaccines at all costs. Not only are they including borax and aluminum and mercury and other things that they say is a conspiracy, just go to the CDC's website and find out how conspiratorial it is, but now they're a lot of them coming from China, which you probably wouldn't feed your pet food from China because of what you know about them.
You wouldn't. And, you know, thank you, RSB. I forgot to tell you, thank you on the air for connecting me with Andrew Wakefield. I had a great interview with him about vaccines this last weekend while we were out there in California. And I'm really looking forward to seeing you in just about 2 weeks from now up at Total Health Canada in Toronto. And we were just looking at a story about the mayor of Toronto died, right?
Rob Ford, condolences to Toronto. He was one of the funniest but also tragic mayors, very addicted to drugs, but he passed away. He wasn't living a healthy lifestyle, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Not like we're going to be bringing to Toronto. All y'all ready for it?
We're ready, man. It's going to be some fun.
I sure hope so. We're going to be there, coming to see you. TMB, RSB, together again. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, including to the truth about cancer we mentioned. We got lots more healing to go, but we're out of time for tonight. Tell your friends the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. Ty, what do they need to know?
They need to know that the power to heal is yours.
Yeah, baby.
Woo!
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.